All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I am very excited to have a good friend and a guest on the show today, Raul Balufe out of sunny Florida, Miami area. Man, what is going on, Raul? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, bro. Happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Raul has been a client of ours for Culler Media, for the content stuff, for a little under a month now. So we're just getting going. I'm really excited to be working with him. But he's actually, this is a shameless plug here, he's actually been using REI.video as my video editing platform for quite a while. It's been a long time. I was looking back at some orders that we have been doing with you. And it's been a long time that you guys have been placing orders for YouTube videos and social media stuff with us. So do you mind giving some feedback on that? Like, what do you think of it? Obviously, it brought you to work with us as a retainer client. So,
right, dude. I think we've been using it probably at least almost 2 years, if anything.
Yeah.
It's been great. Like the way you have set up the system. I mean, I'm not good with editing, nor did I want to get good at editing, or did I want to hire or manage editors. I tried it for a little bit, and it just wasn't for me. So the fact that we could just, you know, record a video on my computer on a camera, uploaded on a Google Drive into your platform online, and, you know, pick this, you know, click a couple buttons, and in a day or two I had the video. It was like great, you know. So I think we'd place, like, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 10 orders a month with you at one point. It worked awesome for us, man.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate that, man. I definitely wanted to give a little bit of a plug for this, because this is, Raul is one of our clients that placed the most orders on the platform, and so obviously he liked it a lot. So I appreciate that. But now, we're in and around a lot of circles together. We have met only once or twice personally now. So literally the same month, we were at the Heroes Coaches event down there in Key West, and then Jerry Green, one of my clients, at his event as well. So, Raul is a rock star when it comes to what he does, especially in his market. Like, I'm finding that he runs his business as a business, does it very well, but also just a great personality, great guy to hang out with. So Raul, for the people that don't know who you are, do me a favor and introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, a little bit about your real estate background, and then we'll get into some of the marketing tactics you're currently doing in your business.
Mark, so this isn't a Bitcoin podcast?
No, it's not Bitcoin.
I'm messing with you. I don't know. I was just early in the elevator, like a little notification popped up on my phone. I got to get rid of that. I was like, Bitcoin dropped. I don't even invest in that, but whatever. So, Raul Balufe, been an investor for a couple, you know, almost 10 years now. Started in the car business, working with my old man. He had a car dealership down here, selling cars at 18, 19 years old, washing cars, figuring it out. And listened to a couple podcasts, and like a lot of you guys probably started, I was one of those people that was, you know, had headphones on, and that's how I learned wholesaling in the beginning. Got a local mentor, you know, after 3 long months of brutally trying to do some direct mail and MLS offers. And I was doing text messaging back then, actually 8 years ago, on Google Voice. I was doing phone number, comma. You can only do 5 at a time. I don't know if you remember that.
Right.
But actually, that's how I got my first deal after 3 months. Did an assignment fee for like $6,000. And the rest was history. I kind of quit my job. I just knew there was always something a little bit better. So I quit the job and just got this thing moving, man. First year did 40 deals or so, then 60, 80, 100. And, you know, here we are.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane. And I think, again, like Raul's very good at making sure he understands what he wants in life and then building his business around that and that kind of thing. So I've been able to observe all things that he's got going on and really treats what he does as a business. So that's something I very much admire about him. But yeah, so I'm excited to jump into what we're going to be talking about today. I had a little bit of a conversation with you before jumping on the call here, and we were talking about what you're doing in your marketing, and you brought up Google Ads and then talking about some lists that you buy as well. Or leads that you buy as well. And so that's something that's not really been talked about in the show. I know a lot of people know about buying leads and that kind of thing. So maybe we'll dig into that a little bit. But from a surface view, like what are you currently doing right now with your Google Ads, with the PPC stuff? Talk to me about a little bit of the process of building those out, getting those in front of the right people, and then how that's performing for you in your market.
Yeah, man, Google's a beast. Okay, so we'll start there. Like the reason we got into Google PPC was we're doing a lot of these marketing techniques that people do, cold call, text, direct mail, and Google was the most scalable, right? Pay-per-click was scalable. So if we wanted to make multiple six figures a month in our wholesale business, like we're doing, we wanted to make sure that we were at a marketing source that would allow that. So that's kind of like step one. If you're ready for scale and growth, I think PPC is great. Even if you're kind of like a one or two man show and you have your sales cycle dialed in, and we could talk about that, I'd say PPC is great. So basically what we're doing is we're doing two types of PPC or pay-per-click ads on Google. And one of them is we're buying from a company that just sells us leads, right? This company, they have their website that they market and they do. And we just buy leads in different states and stuff. And if you guys want to learn, you know, maybe we can find a way to connect them to it. But so we're doing two ways. We buy leads directly from a company for a certain price per market. So let's say you want to buy leads in Florida. They might say, okay, the leads in Florida in this county cost $200, in this county costs $180. So we pick a set price per county that we're buying homes in, and we buy there. And then on the other spectrum, we have what we call internal PPC. So basically what it is that we have my COO, Lewis, he manages our Google advertising online, right? So our website, we own it, the whole thing. We pick the keywords, the states, and all that stuff, and we manage it that way. So those are the two ways that we're actually doing the Google right now. Just we're testing to see, is buying leads more profitable? Is our own leads more profitable? And I don't know if the listeners want to know, but I can share with you what is more profitable.
Let's do it. What's more profitable? I'm pretty
curious. So actually right now, to date, buying leads from a company has been more profitable, believe it or not.
Mm. Okay.
Now there's a key to that. There's a key to that.
I was going
to
say, let's explain the process, because I feel like, okay, again, this is a topic that has not been talked about on my show yet. Out of all the marketing tactics in the world for real estate investors, this has not been talked about yet. So open this up a little bit. What does it mean to buy leads? And then what does that process look like?
Okay, so what does it mean to buy leads, right? So there, you have a company, and the only reason I'm not saying the company name right now, I know we spoke briefly earlier, but if you guys want to learn about what this company is, you guys could maybe message Josh or message both of us, and we can
connect with Raul. We'll have you leave all your connections below, like after the show and whatnot. So guys, get out with them.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to be selective with this company, because it would be direct competition with us as bidding up the leads. That's how it works. So this is a perfect segue to this. Let's say that you are in the Florida market and you want to buy leads in Miami-Dade County. So there's a company there's many companies that they have a website. Let's call them, you know, buyhouses.com, right? Buyhouses.com does their own Google advertising and marketing and SEO and stuff. And then when they get a lead, when someone submits a form, it goes onto a platform and there's a bidding war to get that lead. So there's constantly, like, they have a price set and you could pick how much you want to pay for leads in South Florida. So currently, mostly leads in South Florida cost between $220 to $300 per lead in South Florida, for example. So that's how it works. I mean, you just pick your price, you put money in the bank account there, and they send you the lead, you or your salespeople call to, you know, motivation, deal, you know, the whole thing. So I don't know if that answers it.
So no, it does. Yeah. So that seems pretty simple. So what is the quality of the leads that you're getting? And is it like, you know, if somebody's not really a qualified lead, do you get your money back on that? Like, what does that look like too? I want to know what the quality is of that lead.
That's a good question. So the biggest reason that the buying leads has been more profitable is because the quality has been better. Hmm. Now, the little caveat is our internal pay-per-click can be better, right? We're constantly making it better.
Changing it.
Right, we're changing it. We got a consultant to help us make it better nationwide and stuff. But the quality is good. And if the quality is bad, if it comes from a realtor, if it's listed on the MLS, if the phone number or the email or the person is not the right person, or if they don't have a house for sale, if it's like a wrong information, if it fits those three criteria, you can get the money back.
Mm, that's pretty cool. So that sounds like a really good deal to me. I think that's a good viable way, because now you're not having to, this is again where I'm going back to like Raul treats his business as a business, because you know, everybody out there is doing cold calling, text blasting and everything and doing their own marketing. Now there are caveats, right? Like it may end up like, I'm curious for you, is it cheaper? Cause you do text blasting as well. Is it cheaper and better quality of leads with buying the leads as opposed to text blasting and do it internally with your own marketing? Like what does the cost of the lead look like in comparison between those two channels?
So the cost per lead with text is cheaper. Mm-hmm. And the quality, I would say, so our cost per lead in text right now is about $140 for a qualified lead.
Sure.
For us, a qualified lead means like they want 80% of Zillow or less. You know, they want they have a fixer upper type house and they have a real motivation. So when I talk about leads in this video, in this podcast with you, that's what I mean with leads. Like they're qualified leads. So each qualified lead on text is about $150 right now, including data, including text spend, and including the virtual assistants we have.
Okay. So that's roughly about 50% of what it costs to buy the leads from the company that you're buying them from. Is that right?
That's right. So between internal PPC and buying from a company, our average cost per lead, I want to say is $240.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Per lead.
So here's the thing though, to think about, right? And this is obviously something that you're simmering on as well, is that the difference is not necessarily the cost of the lead. A lot of it has to do with the amount of effort, time spent in order to acquire that lead. Because if you're just bidding on a lead and you know it's going to be a qualified lead or you're going to get your money back,
man, yeah,
you know, as opposed to sending out thousands of texts a day. I mean, the difference. You want to talk on that a little bit?
Man, you hit it on the head, man. So this is awesome that we get to talk solely about marketing, because it's amazing. You know, typically on like podcasts, you talk about the whole thing and the story, which is great, the marketing is so important. The texting thing is an operation for sure. Like we have five texters, all they do is send texts and answer and qualify. It's a thing, right? It's a thing. And yes, so the reason that we got into Google was it's very scalable. So to give you some numbers, our cost per deal on Google between buying leads from a company and internal is about $5,000 right now, $5,000 to $5,500. Okay. And then our average deal size is $19,000. So $19,000 profit.
Yeah.
So we put in $5,500. Let's do it on the high end. $5,500, we get $19,000. On text, our cost per deal is $3,500, but then our average profit is $16,000.
So it averages similar, out the same.
Similar ratios. Uh-huh. But the Google is so much easier. Like so much easier.
And here's the thing to think about, Raul, is that with Google and PPC, you're marketing for the now, but because you're building credibility with Google, you're literally marketing for the future as well to get that credibility to rank first and you know, Miami-Dade County and that kind of thing. With texting, that doesn't happen. It's literally just hunting marketing where you're just going after people on a consistent basis. And if you turn that off, you're done. Like you're not marketing anymore. Whereas with Google PPC, you're building that credibility on the back end. So even if you do shut off PPC right now, that credibility still builds up with Google as you go along, because you've spent money with them, you've done the keyword stuff, and like all of that plays into it. And so I think, you know, this is something that a lot of real estate investors need to be thinking about. And Raul, I don't know if this is something you've heard as well. I mean, you talk to a lot of people and you've got students and all that. And I'm not sure what they're doing in their marketing, but something I hear a lot of is that PPC doesn't work because it costs too much. Or people are not getting quality leads, and, or the most common one I hear is that there are too many retail leads. Is this something you've experienced? And if you're talking to somebody that says, you know, PPC doesn't work, well, what's the conversation you're having with them on a tactical level?
I like that one. I like that question. That is $1 million question right there. PPC absolutely works, man. The key is you got to have your sales, your lead distribution and your sales process down. Mm-hmm. Meaning lead comes in, it's got to be dialed in, man. Whatever it means for you. If you're a one-man show, if you're the only acquisitions person, or if you have 10 acquisitions people, when the lead comes in, it's got to ring. It's got to go to somebody ASAP. Like that's, I mean, and everyone who's heard about this, we've probably all said the same thing, but that is the key. That, and obviously a good quality acquisitions person, salesperson on the phone with this lead. And I don't like to use the word aggressive because we don't do like aggressive type of sales, but with PPC leads, when it comes in as a Google lead, your salespeople, your acquisitions people, or you need to train yourself that this is a person that wants to be closed right now.
Why? Okay. Pause. Why is that? I have the answer in my head, but I want you to say it.
Well, man, okay. From the moment they filled out their information, right? Whether it's on their phone or they went on their laptop and or their desktop and filled out information. Before the moment they did that and wrote, you know, Susie Smith, 123 Main Street. Before that, there was 3 months of thinking. Should I sell my house? Should I renovate it? Should I get a refinance? Should I get a home equity line of credit? Should I move here? Like Susie's seller had already been thinking for months about this. Then she sat on the computer on her phone and did it, right? And asked for somebody to call her and
she
make
went
her
looking.
Yes, she went looking. So when someone goes looking, you have to answer their things and try and close a deal. There, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't mean to sound like pushy or anything, but if you are not trained to close that deal on call number one or call number two, we've seen that the sweet spot is within 72 hours for a Google lead. If you're not getting a contract within 72 hours, you know, you have like a very, very small chance. You need to call them within 5 minutes, but you can't let Google leads string you along too much. That's what we've seen. Personally, so
So that's all great. Here's the foundational reason why is because on Google, you got to understand the motivation of these platforms. So texting, you're literally compromising somebody's personal space. You're sending a text message to their personal cell phone number and you're infringing on their privacy, you know, whether you believe it's private or not, it's their personal cell phone number. Right. And think of it in your way. Like I'm with business owners a lot. And then it's like, they get hit up with telemarketers and stuff like that. And every time they answer, and then it's like an automated, you know, voice message or whatever. They're like, oh, it's them again. You know, they click. That's what sellers are doing too. Right. And you might find that needle in a haystack where you finally get a deal. And I know that's the strategy, is volume of text blasting is what's going to find that deal for you. Right. But think of it in terms of when you're on Google, what are you doing? You're looking for something specific because you're motivated at that point to look for that thing. Yes. And so if somebody comes to Google and that lead comes to you because you're running an ad, that's why the 72 hour mark is so critical, because they're looking for something. So if they call you off that ad and you do not answer live, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go call somebody else. They're going to go right back to Google. They're going to click the back button, and then they're going to call somebody else. That is the exact science, because people are smart nowadays, Raul. They know that these wholesalers, house buyers, they're all a dime a dozen. They're just going to, you know, buy the house, whatever. They know what you are now.
We're a commodity.
So that's the motivation. Yeah, it's commodity. Like that's the motivation. So the fact that you went into that is like answer the phone live or give a call back immediately is so critical. I'm glad you went into that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've talked about some good stuff with Google. I just want to quickly share what wholesale company Google is not for, right? Like if you're looking into maybe doing pay-per-click ads, okay, don't do this if you fit these criteria, right? Like this is not for the wholesaler or the home buyer that is running around in their car, or their pickup truck, like driving at houses and doing it all. This is not the marketing channel for you if you're really swamped right now. This is not the marketing channel for you if you are not have a clear, organized CRM or system that when the lead comes in, you can see it and set follow-ups and write a contract quickly. Like, if you don't have that little part figured out, this is not for you yet. And, you know, this is just to save you time and money, not to, absolutely. This is not a dab at anybody, right?
This is critical.
Yeah. So it's not for you if you're that one-man show riding around doing everything. Not for you if you don't have a CRM or some organization. And if you feel that your sales skills are not sharp yet because you're just starting out, or maybe like you're in a different business and you just entered wholesale, I would sharpen the skills a little bit, sharpen the saw, get a few deals under your belt, maybe 5-10 contracts under your belt before you jump into this, because this is serious stuff, man. The leads cost money. It's true, but you can make some huge rips. And but if you're not prepared with those three things, I wouldn't consider this right now.
Man, that is so good. And honestly, like, again, guys, he said it, but this is going to save you a lot of money if you, because as you know, PPC can get very expensive, but if you're doing it right on the back end sales process, I mean, man, you're going to slam dunk all day long, and it's going to equal out to the same profit as sending thousands of text blasts of a week is going to equal out to, with so much less manpower.
So much easier. Jeez.
So, man, so many nuggets dropped on this episode. I'm so excited for this to go out. And so if you guys are listening right now, obviously this is just skimming the surface. This is only 20 minutes worth of Raul's brain that we dipped into. So if you guys want to learn more, Raul, I want to give you the opportunity. Again, thanks for jumping on and sharing everything that you have, man. This has been incredible. But for people that want to connect with you, I know you got some programs going on, obviously that stuff that we're promoting and marketing with you. You know, give that stuff. So what do you have going on? What are some ways that people can connect with you, learn more about what you got going on, and maybe even jump into your programs that you got?
Yeah, man. So just to kind of check me out on everything, my website, RaulBalufa.com. I have there my Instagram, which is also my name, Raul Balufa, Facebook. Everything's under my name. You might find a white-haired old man. That's my dad. He has the same name as me, but look for the young stallion and then you'll find me. So RaulBalufa.com. I have a bunch of my podcast episodes, my YouTube channels on there, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to learn how to get your first deal in the next 45 days, or maybe add a deal per month in 45 days or less, you know, we have a program for that we can teach you how to do it. You get weekly calls with me. We can, you access to an instant messenger with me. So you can ask me a million questions and we'll help you do some deals very quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, make sure you do go check that out. And if you're listening on a podcast right now, this is going to be in the show notes. So make sure you go to reimarketingweekly.com to go check that out. And if you're watching on the YouTube video, links down in the description below to connect with him and everything. And he does have a YouTube channel that we're throttling at this point right now. And so I'm excited about that getting off the ground and getting rolling. And also TikTok and Instagram, we're going hard at that.
Oh, right, that's now. Right. So TikTok. Sure, I forgot about that one. Yes.
Make sure you go follow him, guys. That's the magic right there. So that'll all be down in the description below. So make sure you check that out. Raul, dude, I appreciate you being on, man. And thank you for sharing everything you have. And we look forward to having you back again soon.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. If you have not already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. And then if you haven't already, make sure you go check me out on YouTube. I'm putting out 5 plus the one episode for this show. 5 videos a week, all talking about marketing, content marketing, social media video stuff. So make sure you go check that out. Go search for my name, Josh Culler. And then I think that's, no, we got one more thing. The REI marketing book, guys, it is Wednesday, May 18th that we're recording this episode. And so by the time this goes out, the REI marketing book is now officially live and not in pre-order stage. If you have pre-ordered it, you've already received the book. So hopefully you liked it. Make sure you give me a shout out on Instagram for that. But if you want to go check it out, you have not picked it up yet, it's reimarketingbook.com is where you can go get that. So make sure you go grab that. It's only $4.97, free plus shipping offer. You're dropping it in my funnel so I can remarket to you later on. So catch that. Thank you guys for checking out, and I will catch you on the next one. See you later.